We took the conversation you had with Michael Brown about the keys, and I compared it to my notes from way back in the day, and Greg
good,
got out
the
his.
The good years.
The good years. There you go, the good years, just like the blimp. And I wanted to just ask a couple clarifying questions, and maybe, you know, Carolyn and Greg have some too, about the keys. And one of the ones on the first one, on the first key, which you told Michael Brown, was that this is the key where you are God in your place of power, then you forfeit your power, and now you're coming back to your power. Okay? And in the notes that I have from previously, one of the things was, it was kind of like, once you did the keys and you put the angels in note on notice that you knew that you were God and you were coming back into your power, that was it.
Yeah. That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
So you don't, like you've been talking about how the angels can fuck with you and this and that. I mean, they can't fuck with me, right?
Well, they don't. They better know what they're doing if they do. See, the first question always becomes is, are you a god? You see? And then, to whom I made a law to govern the holy ones and delivered you a rod with the ark of knowledge. Moreover, you lifted up your voices and swore obedience and faith to him that lives and triumphs. Notice the input. Whose beginning is not, nor end cannot be, but shines as a flame in the midst of your palace and reigns amongst you as the balance of righteousness and truth. Move therefore and show yourselves. Open the mysteries of your creation. Be friendly unto me, for I am the servant of the same your God, the true worshiper of the highest. It sets the zeitgeist, as you were.
Okay, so you set that zeitgeist, as you say, and you establish yourself as clear in your awareness and your knowing that you are God. I mean, I am God. Yeah. I might have separated myself from my power, but that's who I am, right?
Well, but see, yes, darling, but you, and look here. Here's what's funny about that. Since we are talking about you and Jenny Almighty, we've nobody else we'd rather talk about, which is kind of fun. Now, darling, we don't go make you take your clothes off like we do Bird. Don't you worry, Jack. Don't you worry about that. But now, we know you would, but you don't have to, darling. But this is very special and important because you stand as the example that this is being wrought to. Wrought to. What that means is you've done the steps and the processes and some may say penance. In your old world, you offered a level or degree of penance to the folks that were coming into their salvation or their whatever those words are. We like all those words. We just don't want to malign them or butcher them. But you know what we refer to in the religious state of finding peace in the skin that you're in, basically, allowing you to have sinned and fallen short of the grace and glory of God and come back into fruition from that which was shed or slain for you on your behest. Okay? Once you get that laid out and done, set aside, now at some point, that's got to become real for you. And that's what you've lived out in your, basically, the exegesis of this whole conversation is your journey and how you've been able to do it, darling. And that's fabulously appropriate. It's fabulously appropriate. And nobody really knows you, by the way. Nobody really knows who you are or what you are, for real. You have stood and made your space, okay? You made those tentacles or tendrils in the web. That web, literally and figuratively, that what you engage is that position, okay? And what that means is a whole bunch of too many words, go get Bob, too many words. What the short version makes this become is what you be, Now, those are the next steps that you're about to engage. How is it that all those in those revelations rewrite, nobody got notes like yours? How is that? How is that possible? How is it possible that you come along and out of the window and the slips come up with all the little nuggets, all the little chicken nuggets, all the little dots, with all the little dipping sauces? Everybody else was there. Why didn't they get it? How didn't they get it? You didn't care. You realized that you got to get your mask on first before you start helping someone else with their mask, because that's how this works. Now, as you start engaging your angel, which you have done, and you start finding this way to ground completely the subterfuge that is this realm in which you live, you're starting to feel your power a little bit. Now, J.W. is doing this, too. He's kicking chicken now. It's pretty hard because he's grounded, finally. It took him a moment to actually ground. But he's actually not only, he's not talking about it any longer. He's done it. There's a difference. Now, with you, about the same thing is the case. You just, it's like, thank you for my belief. Now, help my disbelief. You see, that almost that kind of thing about maintaining a level of buoyancy. If I go down, can I come back up? Yes, you can. If I drown, can I be revived? Yes, you can. Can I just live under the water completely all the time? Yes, you can. Now, all of a sudden, it's like, wow, that's a whole nother conversation. But then there are some people that are mortified to take a bath because they realize they could drown in 2 inches of water. See, that's a whole nother shift. Now, back this thing up a little bit. To the actual key. The keys have a specific mark. And that specific mark is also like you, is a specific position, and you're moving to the next step and the next step, and you're starting to connect. Do you remember the long questions and asking all the right questions regarding the Coathanites?
Hmm. I'd have to go through my notes. Maybe.
See, you get it just so empirically. You're like, yeah, I know, but I don't know. That don't matter. Hang on, what is all this Coathanite talk? They ain't getting me. I ain't nutting over that. I appreciate them words, but that doesn't make any difference, and that's what you're saying. I'll have to look. I'll check. I'll look on it. But those were the questions that did the separation to notice or to mark the difference between the Coathanites when they separated, had their power, and then separated from it, and then the Maccabee version of what happened to Jesus when he stepped down, and or Adam, the first Adam to the second Adam, which you talk about completely. Wash them hands, Bob. Wash them hands. It's ridiculous. You can't run around here naked like that. Wash them up. Get it going right. Excuse it. Just a minute. Bob's got to wash you up. It's got to do the right thing, so it's good. That's good. Oh, you did a good job there, Bob. You did a good job. And get them right tissues. Don't you touch them orange fingertip towels. Whatever you do, you need to back up. You need to get the regular. Yeah, those are good. Yeah. You can use all those. That's good. Slow down. Now, it's got a long night, so go slow now. You're going to do this another 100 times, so be careful with yourself there. Sorry, y'all. Bob had to wash up. It was getting too greasy for him, so that's all right. Good. Now, the fun part becomes how you connect your position, all right? You got a little power. You got your little something. Let's see. Let's get it back down to real talk, for real talk. So a little something that applies, and you start to feel it, and you know it, and you can touch it. It's tactile and visceral. So should be the keys. But that's what you're going to talk about. So should be the keys. Now, we said some words. You asked a question. We applied it, and then we went right to the keys, because that's what you want to talk about. That's the talker point about. And look here, the very thing you brought up is the very thing that first he deals with. Clearly.
Okay.
Oh, Bob.
So the first
push
key.
The other button, Bob. Push the other button, Bob. So the first key, darling, go ahead.
We just did it.
No,
I mean,
there's more.
Oh. Go ahead, Carolyn. Go ahead.
Always.
There's always more, right? Okay. Fire comes up in the first key. Is that like a burning of the drosh? Is there a position for the
fire? It does. It's the thrusting through the fire. And see, and all that does is that measures your garments in the midst of my vestitures and trust you together as the palms of my hands. What? Palms of your hands? What the hell is all this about? Who said anything about palms of your hands? We've only done like every single week since Jerusalem. Whose seats I garnished with the fire of gathering and beautified your garments with admiration. Now, some of that is esoteric, and it can apply to every conversation, but that's not the rub. The rub is the dross that comes from burning. Well, Carolyn's point is so perfect, because what it actually applies to is the more you burn gold, the purer it becomes. But you never invented an ounce of gold, nor have you dismissed an ounce of gold. See, it doesn't happen. What that means is that all the gold that is still here. So you make it more pure, which is the dross that she's referring to. You can't burn gold up. You can't dissipate it. You can't even put a nuclear reactor to it. It's still gold. And you can't break it down any further than it is. But it's only one molecule away from lead, which is pretty dense. But the point becomes this correction, if there is a correction. Now, see, she's qualifying that we got to get something straightened out. And the point is if there is a correction, it's only to make it purer. So either way, it's appropriate. Dr. Dean will tell you first that a little debreeding never hurt anything. Open it up. Open it up. Stop trying to conceal this stuff. Get it out. Let air hit it. It's going to do it good. Does the body good. Open it. Open it. Stop. Because that's where all this yucky and icky and questioning and I'm not worthy and where did it come from and I'm going to be sick. I think I'm going to be sick. Well, then they're sick. Better call the doctor before you start making those pronouncements, especially when you're starting in the realm where you're starting to touch into your power. Now, we say touch because it's only fair that some are still beginning, you see, and that's all right. Some are old hands at this. That's all right. That's why the keys help you at different levels. Carolyn's done the keys back in the day when it didn't matter. And nobody said, oh, don't worry about that. You'll figure it out one day. It'll be all good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just relax and allow and easy down the road. In an oarless boat down a raging stream. Let it in good times roll. Something. All those cliched archetypes that got you comfortable so you could say, okay, let's see how this goes. Now it's starting to go. You're starting to feel it. It's becoming tactile. You can taste it. You can taste it. That's what she's saying, y'all, in the point.
Right. Back in the day when we went over this in detail in our Revelation Revealed, you said the first key also represents a symbol. What is that symbol?
Oh, the God of justice in power is exalted above the firmaments of wrath. Just that. And the first word said, I reign over you. I reign over you. That point of reigning is from Godship. That's what it represents. And now, the mysteries of creation, it doesn't. Those are desires to be opened, okay? You're king. Here, you're the coronation. Here, you're sitting on the throne. Here, we put the crown in. But you've got a dowager king that's running things. You don't know nothing. You can't figure out nothing. You don't even know what this is. You don't even know what the foreign... You don't have the email addresses of the foreign 20 elders. What in the hell are you talking about? You don't know nothing. But yet you're still king. You don't have a clue. So they have to woo you into that position of feeling your power. What authority do you have? What do you control? How far does your realm go? Remember we're talking about kingdom seeking and building a kingdom and... Jenny, see, she's the queen of bootlegging the kingdom. And we think that is adorable because it applies to the process of be, doing, and having to such a degree that others also choose to. We're jiggy with that. Don't forfeit anything in order to do that. But like I say, if you can help somebody else, go right and help them after you took care of yourself. When you get, then you give. But when you start giving before you get, you're going to give out. That's all that's going to happen. They'll take the last dime you got in this living world and leave you to die and get mad at you because you can't give them a little bit more. Ridiculous. So
okay.
Give and balance it. Good. Right. Sorry, dear.
Toward the end of the first key in the first going over, you said, of course, don't do the keys in anger. So that's what you
never
said about the angels.
That's
but,
right.
Greg, didn't you have something where you thought the tone of how we control the angels had become different?
Yeah, thanks, Carolyn. Ion, you know,
hey, DQ.
What's up?
Hey, hanging.
Good. Me too. Hanging. But back in the day when this was, you know, brought to us, the tone of it, in my rememberings, were that, you know, the angels had to obey you. Bah, done. And now, you know, fast forward a number of years, it's like, these fuckers don't want to do anything for you. They don't want to get up off their ass.
No.
They don't want. So.
Sure. Why wouldn't they? Hey, if you could lay up in the sofa, if you could lay up on the bed and lay up on the fainting sofa and eat sweet cakes all day and not have to do nothing, why wouldn't you want to do that? That's much easier than actually toiling. So the rubbing, they all think the devil is the bad guy and the other two legions of angels are the good guys. Hell no. They all in the same thing. They'll run you through. That's why some people say in hell they'll be in good company. That's why some of them say, you know, devil's been the best. My devil made me do it. Devil's my best.
So the best explanation for this would be they've gotten a little bit lazier, but the effectiveness of this key in directing them to answer our call, the intensity or the application of it, or the key hasn't changed. It's just they've gotten a little lazier.
No.
Is that what you're saying?
Well, you've gotten a little sharper. You've gotten a little more on point. You have gotten a little more on point. And here's what the fun of that is. Did you hear your president? Y'all hear your president this week? Your president got on there, and guess what he said? Don't you worry. We will not let the tech body take over this country. Said it right there on the TV. Said it right there in front of everybody. Little men, too. Don't y'all worry. I'm Donald J. Trump, the sitting president of the United States of America, and the tech body will not be allowed to take over this country. He was maybe referring to the tech body. What do y'all think? He's a little bit literal. He might have been thinking about facial book or the Tic Tacs or what's that, Snick Snack? No, wait, Jeannie will help me. The facial book and the twatter. No, wait, no, that's twitting. No, wait. Tic Tac. No, wait, snap.
Snapchat.
TikTok. Oh,
okay. Is there any similarity to the angels' activity and the tech body? Is there any similarities between what we're speaking
they
about?
They are exactly that. See, hey, GQ, now we'll tell you something. Now don't tell anybody. Whatever you do, don't tell anybody. Here's what happened. So, you know, your little buddy, GQ, he's been talking to you, and what he's been saying all this time is coming to your place of power. Hey, coming to your place of power. Hey, if you want to, it'd be a good idea to come and embrace your power. Know you are God. Vesta would say, I know who I am. I know you ain't going to tell me nothing. I know who I am. No contest. It's known. Okay. Once you come to that place, that's good. Because if you don't, guess what's happening? Y'all, now we say the superfluous y'all. We're referring to little men, so don't, well, take it personal if it applies. That's what we said. Take it personal if it applies. As you have in the Old Testament, lost your power, separated yourself from your power, how powerful you must be to do that, and put it in a box, a cardboard box, living in a box. You separated yourself for a veil to separate you from that power. Now, the veil has been rent in two. Jenny said, hallelujah, hallelujah, the veil has been rent in two. Okay, so now we have access to what? The Holy of Holies. Uh-oh, now we got access to the power. Oh, now we need some shoe bread. Uh-oh, that's showing up. Oh, we need some water that will never thirst again. Uh-oh, that's Bob's been pounding that like a bad habit now. Let me tell you, he's on it. Wide open. You should put him on the ditto cam like Rush Limbaugh, and you can see what he was doing. It'd be a sight to behold, but set that aside. Once that opens up and you do embrace your power, that's what's happening. But guess what? If those words fell on not fallow ground, hey, GQ, this power that everyone has separated themselves from, that now we've acknowledged, and they also have acknowledged, is, guess what? That's now going to the tech body. What?
So everybody's put their power in the black mirror, and the angels are pretty fucking happy about that, because those people who have their power
thrilled
in the black mirror.
Thrilled beyond words. Thrilled beyond words. Because you put everything, even the Facebook of who you're sleeping with, what you're sleeping with, how you liked it when you was doing it, where you eat, and picture of your food. Bob just looks so forward to taking pictures of food that he's going to eat. He just loves food now. He's quite the connoisseur. The Epicurean delights that estrange him is just amazing how much he enjoys it now. He'll go into stores and say, do you have any food I can look at? I don't want to eat. I just want to look at your food. It's amazing. Now, what happens is, this power, you put all your stuff into the facial books. Now you only get back what it wants you to have. It doesn't have to give it all back. See, this isn't a lexicographer's version.
It's like the
bank. You don't have to give it.
It's like the bank's ion. You give them all your money,
yeah,
and they you have a little bit back.
Well, if you read the fine print, it says that all that money you're depositing belongs to them. You're just a user of their services. It's very clear. But then they fix it so you can't walk around with money, because then you're a criminal or a convict or a bad guy or someone trying to undo the grateful faith and service of the Federal Reserve's making banker thingy, sing something, something, something. Sing a song of sixpence, a catcher in the rye. So that's what the example of it. And then some people don't have any money at all, and their stuff goes through. And some people have all the money in the world, and their chip don't work, and their card don't work, and you're overdrawn, or someone stole your identity, or you don't apply, or you ain't got no goddamn money. Wait, here I do. I can prove it. Oh, that's just a piece of paper. That's just scribblings. The problem with those doing the reading and the writing is, how do you know the one that wrote the reading right? That's what they're coming to the point that you've given now. The chip body is dead. Ding dong, the chip body is gone. It's over. Now the tech body has taken over. And we are thrilled beyond words, because now all this power everybody's obfuscating. What you turn and look, and if you start looking at society, everybody's got a phone, and everybody's looking at it, and everybody's got a car, but nobody's going anywhere. Yes, they don't care how much things cost anymore, because they just do what they do. They're eating. Eating, you never seen such eating going on in your life. They're starving to death, but not eating any food of nutrition, which is what Dr. Carolyn Dean's trying to help them. We don't know why, but she's being very patient under the circumstances. She's being very nice. We see it fruitless, but it's important to give them the opportunity to come back to their place of power, where they can drive their body and they can make their body do what it should do. Happily, healthily, and have a simpatico, compassionate relationship with you and you. Now, you don't hate yourself because of whatever else is going on. You're your own worst enemy. The keys, which is what we're coming back to, the keys are what make this thing click and make it appropriate. Meaning, it tells you what the scoop is so you can find yourself in yourself and start applying this power that you have now obfuscated, bringing it back to you. So you can know
these.
Do you understand?
But if this key is directed toward the angel does not have the ability to go, GQ, you're now ascended because you've spoken to me. But this is you in your own self acknowledging your own power and almost having it bounce off the angels back to you, where things start to happen. And then you, as things start to happen, you go, oh, motherfucker, I just, I am a god. Because, you know, look what I just did. Is that what you're going with?
See,
going away with this?
Moreover, you lifted up your voices and swore obedience and faith to him that lives and triumphs, whose beginning is not, nor end cannot be, which shines as a flame in the midst of your palace. That's the rub. But now, basically, what they're trying, this is to the angels. But the point is that the driver is to get you into the, onto the throne. Because if you get onto your throne, you don't need the keys anymore. They're already going to answer when you rang the bell. They're already going to have your garments laid out. They're already going to be working for you, pissed as hell. Oh, my God, you filthy slob pig. Why I got to clean up your sick all over the place? You run around here, you drunken whore. Get out of my sight. But yet, they ain't got that choice. They got to clean up.
Okay, so Ion, then we've gone through all the revelations. So what are you saying, that you get to the keys, and if you never did get the right words on the revelations, to be sitting on your throne by the keys, then the keys are going to shake you up one more time to help you get there?
Sure. Go to the second key.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Ginny, do you want to... No, so the first key, just to sum up, it's coming into your power in dealing with the angels.
Wait. Maybe. We're not warring your words. They're good words. But
well, basically,
the first key...
They're words you
the
said.
Keys... I understand. Okay. They're pretty good. They're pretty good. But what if the words meant that you have to acknowledge that there is even power that is yours? Some people don't even know that there's power for them that's theirs. We can say, you're powerful. And they say, what's powerful? You're running around killing people over electricity, and you don't know what electricity is right now. So we say something about power, and those words are sound. But if you don't know what that is, how do you apply it to you? Then it becomes the platitude, vicissitude. God is love, but that's the platitude. The vicissitude is, does God love me? There's the difference, you see. So yes, Karen, your words, our words were great. Now add it to, especially when you know what power is.
So the very fact that you're saying these words is the acknowledgement that you have the power.
Exactly. You're telling the angels, you're telling them something. All right. And then when you start making these pronouncements, they have to, now all of a sudden you're like, whoa, wait a minute, whoa, uh-oh. Houston, y'all better get somewheres. Here comes Jenny Almighty. We told y'all, pick a little poison. Here we go. All right, now step easy into the second key, which will go right off of what the end of what her question was, or your position was, that you were validating GQ.
Now, one last thing. Be friendly unto me, for I am the servant and Savior of God, the true worshiper of the highest. Is that similar to what the Catholic Church starts their prayers with, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost?
It is, because it's acknowledging the three parts. In the chambers, you have the Holy of Holies, the inner chamber, and the outer chamber. In the olden days, you had the middle kingdom, the outer kingdom, and the inner kingdom. Lord, Dr. Dinkin, she's done that until she's blue in the face. That's back there with burning in the belly, wasn't it, Carolyn? And then of tea. And all that back. Right back full circle. She's experienced that. Well, she's experienced that. This is that representation. It opens the mysteries of your creation.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you, ma'am.
Ginny, do you want to dive into the second key for us?
Okay. Yeah, so in the second key, the cliff notes in which you talked with Michael Brown about was that the second key recognizes the ascension of the ascension process. And this is the key. This key is what you use to connect to your place of power. And this is when the winds and the waves obey you. That's what you...
That's right. Now look at the word. It starts off, though. Can the wings of the wind understand your voices of wonder? Can you? Do the winds, do the waves and the winds understand you? Have they heard you? Have you been pronounced? Do they recognize your voice? Or is it like Jesus says, depart from me, for I never knew you? See, you got to come into this place of that was the embracing your non-physical. That was engaging. As Bob, now Bob would say, fix them microphones or get your headsets right and get a battery for that damn telephone or get out. Line yourself up and get where you can be heard or get out. We don't need you anymore. You want to participate? Show up. You want to hang out? Hang around. You want to get on here and do what we're doing? Come on. Welcome. Whosoever will. And you can look at your little padre list of the ganglions that are running around here and go, well, yeah, Bob will. He'll play with anybody. But the rules are simple. Make yourself presentable. Make yourself where, you know, get out of the laundry factory or the snoring hole or the killing barn or the or out of the middle of the interstate traffic when you're engaging so it doesn't make distraction. But that's the point. Bob's saying it's important enough to ascend. It's important enough to participate. Come on. Anybody can. Hey, Greg Duffel, we'll even let Greg come in. We just love him. We adore him. Get our hands on him. It'll just be wonderful. The point is that's a great way to allow this to be an extemporaneous engagement. The point is, get yourself together. You know what you're dealing with, or you won't feel what you're dealing with. That's the difference. Used to it was okay. The sweet by and by. Now we're in the dirty here and now. So they can understand your voice. Oh, you the second of the first. Uh-oh. You're the second part after separation, after disengagement, after you've moved yourself away. You're coming back to the second Adam, to that place of power. You're retrieving your power. You're not making a new God. You're an old God.
Right. So So the winds and waves shall obey your will. You got to be doing it.
That's right.
Like today, make the clouds come over so it won't be so burning hot.
That's right. And that's why we even put up with a little bit of total biology. It's mostly ridiculous, but sometimes it's good because it makes you consider the outcomes. You know, or you say something like this. Every time I get a gallon of corn whiskey, something bad like this happens. If you lay that out as a mantra, you can stage it and balance it to where the total biology can be the solution to help you some of these critical ills that a little man might suffer from. So that's why we'll give a beer back nickel toward that end. But, of course, we grow tired of it really, really quick because it's like, it's always something else. It's always somebody else's fault. Let's get you into your power and then know that won't matter anymore. But it does sometimes in shaking, you can start figuring it out. Borrowing creation, if that's what you want to call it, for the second. All right, now, oh, you, the second and the first, whom the burning flames have framed within the depth of my jaws, whom I have prepared as cups for a wedding. Remember, there's your marriage supper of the Lamb, Jenny's favorite. She just adores that. She can tell that better than we can, and we're okay pretty good at this, but she could do it better than us. Or as the flowers in their beauty for the chamber of righteousness. Wow. The flowers in their beauty for the chamber of righteousness, where you have congratulated yourself in your position that allows you to be, we won't say forgiven, but you can be allowed to be into your place. Stronger are your feet than the barren stone. Mightier are your voices than the manifold wind. Now, see, this tells the other side of now that you come into it how to apply your place of power. Don't waste it. Don't run around killing your neighbors because they don't have a high enough fence. Take them and move them on down the street so you got more room and you don't even notice them. You see, you can if you want to. Bob's buried more than you want to ever want to count, but that's just because he don't know no better and he don't care. He'll kill him and drive him to the funeral home. It's pretty fun. It's pretty fun with a wreath of death hanging on their door. It's all good. For you are becoming a building such as is not, a people who were not. but in the mind of the all-powerful arise, says the first. Move therefore into his servants, show yourselves in power, and make me strong, make me a strong ceiling, for I am of him that lives forever. See, now you come full circle. It's all three steps. Jenny was exactly as you were saying it originally in the steps. Carolyn is exactly what it slides into from the first place where you've realized there's a problem or a situation or something to attain. Now, here's how to take that attained thing and apply it. And GQ says, wait a minute. We are saying this to the angels. Exactly. You're trying to convince the angels. Well, if you're using these words, the angels already know. We're really trying to convince you. That's the rub. SMH.
SMH?
Shaking my head.
And bark my dog.
See, they got it stirred up too like Astro.
Okay.
Okay, and make me a strong seething. One of the things that you talked about before was that it related to your DNA, but the angels cannot activate your DNA. Is that correct, Ion?
That is correct. Any more than the angels can separate you from your power.
Right.
They'd have you. If they had that access, they'd have you. And now, there is no set. Carolyn's been doing this for years, and no one believed it then, and everybody about half believe it now. She says there's no difference in the mind, body, and spirit. She says that one's off another. You can't tell one. You got a broken heart. That's what's wrong. Well, you don't have AFib, you ridiculous snot. You have AFib because you've got a broken heart, you see. So let's work on that part. You get that straightened out. Then all of a sudden, now this gets better. Okay? Bam. She connects, has always connected it together. Now, you know, it's just who you're working with. We can get all that. But the point is she's correct in laying it out that way. But at some point, you got to come on with it. It's the short version. But that's why she all these years has laid it out so that it can be a spirit problem that is a physical problem. And sometimes a physical problem can turn into a spirit problem. And the next thing you know, you have this clinical depression rather than just made up Munchausen by proxy version of, I think I'm going to be sick so somebody else can be sick so I can feel better so they can be sicker so I can help them be sicker so I can feel. It's a terrible thing. We can't even explain it. And yet there it is. You know, it's present. What happens is the connections that you are, the levels of you are moving into balance. You want to have a symbiotic balance with three of you. Now, Giddy would say that from the Father, Son, Holy Ghost aspiration, and the alien trying to get Jesus to come and live in your heart and that kind of thing, that being invaded. That's the symbiote host kind of thing, an invasion by aliens. Oh, wait, those angels were aliens. Maybe Gene Roddenberry was onto something. So the point now becomes in the angel conversation, the second key, all right, Jenny Bell, the second key to you means what?
Well, it means definitely that you're, one thing is that you know you're God or that you're saying your words to the winds and the waves and they're obeying you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you get to the point where it says stronger are your feet than the barren stone, what would that mean?
That you're grounded.
Perfect. And mightier are your voices. Remember, there are more than one voice. Your voices than the manifold wind. What does that mean?
It means you have power in all worlds.
Every dimension. We're shifting. We use worlds to make the delineation because people didn't know what dimensions were. Now they kind of do. And if they don't, they're not going to make it anyway. So now you can also use worlds interminglingly with dimensions. because dimensions are easier to embrace from a tech body standpoint. But see, the tech body's out to undo you, but you also now have power over the tech body. Wait a minute. What? What? Okay. So now, here we go. For you are becoming a building such as is not. And people who are not. God's peculiar people who are not. The seed of Abraham.
And on the building part, though, isn't that the tabernacle?
Well, yeah, and now Carolyn says you're the temple and you're the tabernacle, and we okay with that. It's not true and it's not that way, but we okay with that if it brings you into your place of power. It's you are the representation of that, you see. So if that's the case, then you will become a stone in the temple, if you want to say it like. So Dr. Karen Dean is correct. If you, one of you, is the stone inside the tabernacle, okay, then yeah, that works good, because what you put in your body and yada, 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 something, we don't know. All we know is what you put in ain't what comes out. Or
well,
it's a little
that's
different
true.
Formation, as it were. But that's all right. That's all right. That's all right. The point, though, becomes in that condition, it would be the representation of the temple. So, yes.
Okay, very good. All right, excellent. And the people who are not, I mean, I know what that means.
Yep, you do.
Okay.
They don't come from anywhere. They don't come from anywhere. They aren't anywhere. They aren't a lineage of anywhere. They ain't a Kang or a Quain. They ain't the Quain of England and all that stuff Michael Berry says on the radio. That's for Texas people. Y'all wouldn't know who Michael Berry is down in Houston. You wouldn't know all that. But anybody else knows, everybody knows who Shirley Q. Licker is. They know who she is. That's all we get. When you put the Googler on that one, it's pretty funny. But anyhow, setting that aside, then you can find what happens is this place is, but, there's a comma there, people are such as not, comma, but in the mind of the all-powerful, you see, for
correct.
You are become a building such as not, comma, now Baba has to say, they're getting rid of commas, by the way, just go over, y'all better save them commas, they're going to take them away from you, and they say, what was it, fortune, fuck up some commas. Fuck up some commas, yeah. They're taking them away. They're going to take them out. They ain't going to be no more commas, so you better save them commas. So save your commas, but in the mind of the all-powerful. Interesting. But all this is not except for in the mind of the all-powerful. Then all of a sudden you know who you are. You become a vestal. Vestal ain't asked for your validation or vindication. She knows. She ain't asked a damn thing. She knows. She'll tell you, darling. She'll tell you exactly how the milk got in the coconut. And that's not a pushy thing, because Vessel ain't pushy. She tries to sing. She's just singing, and she's like, you come a time after a little while, you either like it or you don't. Don't make no difference to me. They can change in my walk. I'm good. I'm jiggy with it.
And when you say, or when the verse says you are become a building, is that the reference to the DNA? Because when
yes.
you did the revelation
when you,
revealed, you were
yes,
all over that.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And then see, now, look, you've even figured out the new amino acid that's going to sync all that together. And it's been here forever. And you just now got it worked out. It's pretty cool.
Mm.
So now it makes the physicality of this expression viable. Okay? And you didn't even have to call Chamonix to figure out how to work it with the DNA. Isn't that wonderful?
Okay. Greg, anything to add or ask on two?
In this process, Ion, does the mind or the labyrinth of the mind see the ascension or coming into your power taking place? And does the mind or the labyrinth of the mind resist that?
Well, you got to go to cosmic awareness when you start resisting, not temptation. You got to go beyond it. You got to go beyond it, because at some point that's the downfall. If you've got to wait until you got your power, you're never going to get it. If you got to wait till you get yourself together, you're never going to get yourself. If you're going to wait to have a, if you're going to wait till you can afford it to have a baby, you're never going to have one. You see?
Right.
It don't work like that. It don't ever work like that. It works itself. And then you stir in one more, and then you stir in one more, and then all of a sudden there's enough. And you don't know. You can't see straight anyway. Just move on down the line. It's all good. It's easy. It's simple. It's plenteous. That's the rub. And make me a strong seething. A strong seething. For I am of him that lives forever.
Okay.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Okay.
Can't have dead air. Yeah. Can't have dead air on the radio, Bill of DocuPay.
Okay, and the third key, it talks a lot about the 12 kingdoms or 12 strands.
Uh-huh. Tell them to back away a little. They're making you an echo.
Yep.
And stand back. Stand back. Okay. Don't smote them, though, Jenny. Don't smote them.
No,
Jenny.
No.
We want them later. We want them for later.
Oh, nice. Okay, so with the... The third key, it talks about the 12,000 double helix strands. Now, talked about with Bob is, or with Michael Brown, is proclaiming lockdown Bob rule and ushering in Bobville.
That's where we are now.
That's where we are now. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the, I'm a circle on whose hand stands 12 kingdoms. In the notes that I have, that was a lot about the double helix strands and the braiding and the putting to reassembling of those. Does that still apply, yeah. Ion?
Yeah, the seats of living breath.
Okay, very good.
You got bread alive. You got bread. Whoa. You got bread alive, shoe bread. You got living water. Now, this is going to affect the seat of living breath. Mm. And now, guess what the rest of them are? The rest are as sharp sickles or the horns of death. Ooh, look out now. Look out. You better get you some lamb's blood. To put over the doorpost. Yeah, because the inky, misty darkness is coming. It's going to mix with the chlorine gas, and they're going to start dying like you ain't never seen before. Ooh, it's going to be fun. And Jenny even knows what AL2SO4. Do the rest of it, Jenny Bell. Do the rest of it.
Well, what's the Clorox gas mean, Ion?
Chlorine. Not Clorox.
Oh.
Chlorine.
What does that mean?
It'll mix with it. When the creatures of darkness come to feed on all the dead, when they're pushing the carts up the road saying, bring out your dead, and you can start dragging out the dead people. Like Ananias and Sapphira. You can go head first or feet first. Never mind us.
And the
4, 5, 6?
Don't know what that means. Giving unto every one of your power successively over 4, 5, 6. 4, 5, 6.
Because 7 was a registered 6 offender.
Yeah. Damn.
No, Jenny, go back to the old notes. Go back to, you got the 12 kingdoms or strand, and then the seats that divided. And then the stewards are placed, go into the rest of the story. With the government's leading out the 4, Bible probably do the 4, 5, 6. He knows how to do that. He'll say 4 and 5 is 9 and 6 is 15 minus 1 is 14. plus two is not, wait, no, oh, wait.
No.
One's going to make you happy and one don't.
No.
We have fun with Bob and his numerologies. They're fun.
Okay.
12 seats of government.
Okay. But the 4-5 chicks, that adds up to 15.
The true ages of time to the intent that from your highest vessels and the corners of your governments, you might work my power.
Still don't get it. And I have the notes from before, and I still didn't get it.
What did it say from the notes from before?
True ages of time. It's not telling how old time is. Talking about an age, the fourth age, the fifth age, the sixth age, that's when time shows
yes.
up. The first, second, third age,
levels,
there was no time.
Levels of government. The corners and levels of government.
So when we got into governing and... In literacy, we began to mark time?
No. Wait, we've done this. Wait. We need, hold on 1 second. Just a minute. Y'all hold your ears. Everybody hold your ears. Hey, Bob!
Yes, I am.
Hey, Bob. We got Ophanel. You may not be qualified to answer this, Bob. You probably not. Now, we're talking about some keys and cobs and nibs and knobs, which has nothing to do with everything, but everything to do with nothing. How many quadrants do you support in your damned work?
Fortune teller. What my future's going to be? Can you see it all in your crystal ball? Have you got a dream for me? Fortune teller, is she free? Has she waited just for me? You can see it all in your crystal ball. Tell me that it's meant to.
Greg Duffel answers the question, four quadrants.
Four quadrants. How many? What are the four quadrants, Bob?
Dobbs. Now.
No. You busted it down. You said, was one of them.
That was before Lockdown Bob Rule.
Okay. Giving unto every one of you power successively over the four bodies.
I missed the first part. Do it again. The first clause.
Giving unto every one of you power successively over the four quadrants, the five bodies, and what's the sixth part of that, Bob? What does hexatic mean, Bob?
In this case tonight. New York is in the McLuhan Quadrant on the time note chart. And we just had a blackout in New York.
Niggers.
Bob.
And fire and Maui.
I had.
So you got four bodies, you got a pen pad, and you got the hexatic. Now, is there not a tiny note? That's all we need to know.
Not anymore.
If there was or used to be a tiny note, where was it all completed?
Lumpy Gravy, 1967, Frank Zappa.
In the hexatic.
In the hexatic, yes.
Okay, so now you have power successively over 4, 5, and 6. The true ages of time. Semicolon. No.
I'm noticing
is it,
that
people...
Don't know what to do after they add up to 15. 4, 5, 9, 6, 15. 1 and 5 is 6. Hexatic.
Bang, dun, dun. To the extent that from your highest vessels and the corners of your government, you might work my power. So it'd be pretty cool to be Donald J. Trump if he's your president lately, these days, would it?
It would be cool if we were rid of Donald Trump?
If you had someone in your government that you might work your power through.
Well, Trump does that. He's got the drops. He's got everything.
Wouldn't that be cool? Yep. Pouring down the fires of life. There you go, burn, baby, burn.
Move your butt out of there, Astro. Get the fuck out of my face, Astro. Excuse me.
Oh, he's drawing the hex tag. He's drawing the hex tag.
I'm learning from JW. I learned how to swear, Carolyn. Oh, man, am I mean now in the mall.
It's going to be too late when I get there. I'm sorry.
It is too late, yes, about Friday. You could have done something yesterday.
Alas for Babylon. I knew him well.
Okay, so 4, 5, and 6, the true ages of time. So, yeah, we didn't have that answer, whatever, 8 years ago when we were going.
Because you didn't have hexatic. You didn't have the hexatic thing. That's where it finishes.
Yep. Woo-hoo.
You didn't have bread of life. You didn't have living water. You didn't have a mature Bob. Didn't even have a Bob that knew what RNA strand was.
We kind of got an immature Bob now, I'm afraid, but...
It's all right. He's got all kinds of things coursing through his veins. It's all good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
It's all good.
Can we go on to number 4, Bob?
Yonk 2?
That'd be it. 4. That's
okay.
Enough.
4. He said 4.
Go ahead, Jenny. We can do the whore.
Well, 4 starts with, I have set my feet in the South, Bob.
Oh, very good. Very, very good.
Well,
it's about this weekend.
That's what we've been waiting on, then.
Wow.
Where in the South, Jeannie? Where in the South, Jeannie?
Well, it says that I have increased my number to 33. Wait a minute. I have set my feet in the South and have looked about me, saying, are not the thunders of increase numbered 33, which reign in the second angle?
Wow.
That's 33rd parallel where Atlanta, Georgia is.
Yeah.
Get my yarmulke and a nice gin and tonica.
Very good. Setting your feet in the South, I remember in the beginning I was all worried that I wasn't living on the 33rd parallel. But that's not a crisis, right, Ion?
No, but if we called and said, Jenny Bell, come on right now, you'd be packed and on your way before you asked the question where you was going.
Okay, so on the, we'll see
she's
about that.
Done it before and she may do it again.
Yeah, no, I have
do
done it before. So let's see. So now, on this particular key, on the fourth key, the issue is about, representing the shifting of the earth and the 33rd parallel. Okay? And so in terms of, let's see, to divine where you should reside, where you are in this kingdom, has to do with placement and direction.
Yeah. And that's pitching y'all. That's pitching y'all. So, yes, you would still actually be within the yarmulke. And that's what you're saying is, am I safe here? And the answer is sure, but that's not the issue. What you're pulling under here, under whom I have placed the 9639, whom none had yet numbered but one. That's Bob. In whom the second beginning of things are and wax strong, as opposed to waning, it's waxing, it's getting bigger. Which also successively are the numbers of time. Remember 4, 5, 6, we're in the hexatic now. That's the fancy way to say you're in the end of the tiny note. Thank God, everybody, no more Marshall fucking McLuhan. Yay. So this will be post-Mary McLuhan then, right, Bob?
Exactly.
Oh, good. Okay, okay. So arise, you sons of pleasure, and visit the earth. Find the Lord your God, which is, and liveth. In the name, that means you're not dead. So if you're dead, don't worry about it. You see, in the, that liveth, in the name of the Creator, move, show yourselves as pleasant deliverers, that you may praise him among the sons of men. Come on into your place of power and shine. Let your light so shine before men that they see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Now, Carolyn would say, so that you have the opportunity to get out of your sick, fucked up bodies and live as a God. That's what it's all about. If you want to do that, come on in. The water's fine. If you don't, go on and die, because it's going to be over for you soon, regardless. Happy day. That was fun, Bob.
You're learning, Ian. It's painful the past hour and 15 minutes, but I was eating a lot of bread and water and living muck and
surviving. And two and a half sticks of cow butter. Bob.
That's great. Yeah,
Bob.
A lot of butter. A lot of washing on my hands. A lot of hand washing. Yes,
Bob.
What did you eat?
What's so painful about it to you?
Well, once you've ascended, after you've taken a few gulps of water and bread, things are quite different, Jitty. You'll have to wait.
No. Jitty, he spent 77 years developing a 40-year journey to prove the hexatic that now it all gets tossed in the waste bin, never to be discussed again. It's kind of ears are bleeding. And all he had to do was look at the keys way back yonder then and go the short way 3 days through the journey and be there. But he did enjoy the long ride home, so it's all good. He made it. That's all that matters.
So the next number here, wondering if it rhymes with anything today, is the 9639. And we had all this convoluted stuff back then where 9639.
Look at what it says. This is the second angle, 33 degree of the second angle. There's a question mark. That means the first angle hasn't been established. The second angle means a different perspective or ratio. Remember, 12. When you get here, we'll have to do the stone for the triangulation to show exactly how that applies, but the angles will meet. The second angle would be what B square is, Carolyn, and you know that from the days, from the B square side, and then under whom I have placed 9639, whom none hath yet numbered but one. So, Bob.
I'm on page 33 of Mad Magazine. April 1957.
Okay, then that's it. He named it but one. He got them all right but one. Apply the 9639 to your conditional repose. Lockdown Bob rule. Okay, let's do it this way. If this were an address of a house, what would you say about the resident?
Oh, are you talking to me?
No, I was calling opening a whole bab, but I think he's... Bob says, I'm sorry, we're not available right now. If you leave your name and number to brief a detailed message, we'll get back to you at our earliest convenience. Beep! Okay, go ahead.
What did he ask me, Carolyn?
9639.
Oh, break it down?
Break it down, Bob.
Yeah, 9615. Yeah, 9615, 3's 18, 9's 27. Frank Bahama Leafs, Toronto Blue Jays, or Toronto Maple Leafs in the '60s. Okay, 27. Never liked the number. Never liked it. 2 and 7's 9. 7, 2's 5. Not worth thinking about. Frank didn't make it. He wasn't that great of a player. Greg knows all about that.
That's true.
Manuel Noriega says Bob Stone on living water gained. Yeah, that's a pretty accurate statement. Okay, now to take another level, you get 9, 3 times 3, 6, 2, that's what Michael's saying, 3, 2, 1, 3. Well, that is 322, the number of skull and bones.
There it is, skull and bones, solved finally. And that is the things that the second beginning that are and wax strong. That's that cabal subculture that everybody's supposed to be scared of, that this has now been placed aside.
Well, there you go, Carol. I nailed it.
Obfuscation once again.
Amazing how I do that.
Nick, we even got rid of his death rattle, too. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, not much left.
He's trying to create reason. No, I don't get the skull.
Come on, push your Rush Limbaugh cough button, Bob. You can do it.
Yeah, that's about all I can come up with, that last wheeze cough. I had to cough it. I had to pump it.
You had to
three, two, one, three.
Just explain that, Carolyn. 3, 2, 1, 3. 1 from 3 in the last two digits, which are 13. 1 from 3 is 2. And you put that after the 3, 2. And, you know, I met with Michelle Moose today.
And
we walked into this place. It's called Pan Era Bread. So he said, that's all times. Pan is like the whole range. And so it was the all-range era, which we're in now, all times included. Even McLuhan knew that. And it's bread, so bread for all time is shoe bread.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
He intuited. But we sat down, and there was a little surveillance recording, number 22. But then we looked over and said, this is seat number 30. So I said, 3, 2, 2, Skull and Bones. And he's been researching Skull and Bones lately. So perfect timing.
Mm-hmm.
This is what Dave Worster was doing in 69 when we were first with him, Carolyn. And, you know, he'd drive into his home out there. And do you remember the name of the area? Ridgeview, Brownview. Anyways, we go out there, and he'd get out of the car in the middle of the night, and he'd see a little piece of scrap paper stuck in a tree.
Yeah.
And he'd walk over and take the little scrap paper and see what the message was.
Yeah.
JW does the same thing in our walks. You will note little things, little objects, very tiny. I don't know some, and he picks them up and looks at them.
Uh-huh.
Majoring in the minors, I say.
Right.
You don't know that phrase, do you, Carolyn? You don't know what that means.
I do know it, Bob. I know it well.
Prove it.
No!
You be careful, babe. You rest in peace till she gets here.
Yeah. You mind
We're
your
another
mouth.
Dimension here.
You mind your mouth.
Now, majoring in the minors is looking at what, Carolyn? What are the minors?
Looking at the little bits, the below and the above, the micro, macro,
okay.
The up and down.
No, that's visual space. No micro, macro today. At best, tactile interplay.
Oh, there you
pulse,
go. You
the pulse and wave.
Already. Change the rules.
No, that's been around since Alan Watts.
Right.
Yeah, right.
That was pre May Brussel.
Pre Mary McLuhan too.
Yeah,
and
pre May Brussel.
You know, back in when we drew in Revelation Revealed and whatever year and month, Ion says we love Dave Worster.
Yeah,
he's fallen.
We do. He's dead. But we just love, we do. We love him, love him, love him. But like Bob says, we love him till we hate him, and then we hate him till we love him. So
right.
It's all good. Stay with him till they buy or die.
June, July, Carol,
the Revelations was done.
2010.
Yeah, October 20th, 2010 is when we started doing the rewrite, redoing the Revelations, which were done in the summer of 2010. So, 9 years ago. Greg Duffel screams Alan Watts. For the exclamation mark. Hit a sore point there for Greg.
Yeah.
Okay,
well,
did
Greg,
you finish number
you.
4?
Ginny, Greg, what's left?
We're good. I'm good.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was fun.
It was
thank
bubbly.
You.
It was almost like the olden days, huh, Ginny Bell?